Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you three tips in order to lower your tax bill in this year and beyond. Let's get the pen and paper out.
Hey everybody, this is Dominique with DJH Capital Management, helping you to do more with your life and money here on YouTube today to share with you some thoughts around personal finance in regards to tax tips. And I want to specifically do this video today for those of you that are employed. You receive a paycheck from somebody. We'll use a separate time and a separate video to address the many concerns of the self-employed. Me being one of those, I do have some special tips and tricks for you that are self-employed. But today, if you earn a paycheck, I'm going to give you three tax tips to lower your bill this year. Let's get started. Now, if you want to get more updates like these, you're going to have to hit that subscribe button so you can get notified when we release new content on this channel. All right, one of the very, I would say, talked about, probably one of the most talked about things when I interact with a person wanting to consume financial services is taxes. If you're thinking about the four pillars of financial management, it would be how you manage your cash flow, how you position your investments, how you protect your assets, and last but not least, how you lower your tax bill and basically not pay more than your fair share. And so today I want to give you three tips in order to do that. The first one would be, I would say switch from the FSA to the HSA. And if you don't know what those two are, these are medical savings accounts. I've covered this in two other videos, so we'll link those down in the show notes and up in the cards for you to peruse at your leisure. So the first step you want to make is moving from a medical plan that allows you to, or moving to, I'm sorry, to a medical plan that allows you to make pre-tax deductions or contributions to a account like an HSA or an FSA. Now, the reason why I say switch from an FSA, flexible spending account, to an HSA is because of the long-term growth potential. But from a tax perspective, either one will do. Now, the FSA is going to have a cap of $5,000 a year for a family. I believe $2,650 for individuals. But the HSA for this tax year, 2018, where this video is being shot, is $6,900 for a family or $3,450 for an individual. So you get the bigger tax advantage. And so what I would say is during open enrollment period, which typically happens between around this time, October to January, is you want to go ahead and switch from that FSA to that HSA. You're going to get that pre-tax deduction that is bigger, and you're going to be able to compound your money into an HSA that allows that money to grow tax-free and be withdrawn for medical expenses tax-free. Now, the other tip you're going to have to think about is contributing beyond your employer match. Now, if you're an employee and you may have different thoughts around the 401k, but regardless of what you think, it is one of your best bang for your buck. I mean, dollar for dollar tax reductions, as long as you contribute to it on a pre-tax basis, meaning $1 comes in and before that dollar hits and goes out for taxes, it actually goes into that account and that account is tax deferred. That's your one of the best tools. You can save $18,500 for 2018 off your tax bill by doing this. And a lot of people don't contribute beyond the match. And for whatever reason, you know, maybe your financial situation or you're trying to pay off some debt, you want to eventually take advantage of that. And what I would say is if you're going to get a year-end bonus or a really big bonus towards the end of the year, most HR departments will allow you to change your contribution level before the end of the calendar year, which means that you can divert some of this bonus into your 401k, thereby lowering your tax bill. Let's move on to tip number three. All right, tip number three is tax loss harvesting. Now, this is a term that basically means you're going to use the tax law and you're going to use the tax law to take losses in investment up to $3,000 per year to reduce your income. Now, the way this would work is, say if you had an investment that was, let's say, down $2,000 for the year, and then you had another investment that was down, another investment that was up $1,000 for the year. And let's say you've held both of these investments for longer than 12 months. So you got long-term gains and losses. Now, I have covered realized gain and losses and unrealized gain and losses in a separate video that we'll link down in the card or link down in the show notes and up in the card so you can take a look at that. But suffice to say, you can sell both of these investments and pair the gain and the loss off so that you have, in this case, and ultimately a loss. $2,000 you lost, $1,000 you gain. You sell both of them and realize those gains and losses and have a net loss of $1,000 that can be deducted. Now, why would you do that? Now, part of the strategy around tax loss harvesting is to generate cash flow and to reduce your taxes. Sometimes you have, let's say, unrealized losses locked up in an investment that you just really need to sell. And knowing that you only have a $3,000 limit, sometimes you want to pair that with something that you have some gains in that is locked up. So go ahead and realize the gain and the loss. And so we can give you some rules around that in a separate video, but tax loss harvesting is an excellent way to generate cash and also to reduce your tax liability by up to $3,000 in any particular calendar year. Now, hopefully that's been helpful. I would love to hear from you about what tools you are using to lower your tax liability and make sure you're not paying more than your fair share.
Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.